The International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers, 29th of May, offers a chance to pay tribute to the uniformed and civilian personnel's invaluable contribution to the work of the organization, and to honor more than 3,900 peacekeepers who have lost their lives serving under the UN flag since 1948. In this day in UNIFIL, we pay tribute to more than 300 peacekeepers that paid the ultimate price while serving for peace in South Lebanon since 1978. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam Min al-Janoub. Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab, in just days before Peacekeepers Day, visited UNIFIL headquarters, where he reaffirmed the importance of continued coordination and close cooperation between UNIFIL and the Lebanese Armed Forces, thereby facilitating the UNIFIL's mission and fostering the confidence of the people of the South, while honoring all the peacekeepers that lost their lives in the aim of peace in Lebanon.
Honor to High Excellent Hassan Diab, Prime Minister of Lebanon.
Inna Lubnan, mutamassikun bitatbiq al-qarar 1701.
Lebanon is committed to the implementation of Resolution 1701, to the role of the United Nations forces, and to the preservation of its mandate and number of personnel without any modification. I also reaffirm the importance of the continued and close cooperation between UNIFIL and LAF, thereby facilitating the UNIFIL's mission and fostering the confidence of the people of the South. I take the occasion to extend my gratitude and appreciation to all the officers and soldiers who have served and have been serving in Lebanon since 1978, to those who are still alive, to the martyrs who fell in the performance of their humanitarian duty, and to those who have passed away.
This year, the challenges and threats faced by our peacekeepers are even greater than ever, as they, like people around the world, are not only having to cope with COVID-19, but also with challenges and risks in their missions. They are continuing their operations to the best of their abilities and supporting the governments and the local populations, despite the risk of COVID-19. UNIFIL Force Commander Major General Stefano Del Col commended UNIFIL troops and staff for their services to peace and stability in their area of operation.
I want to commend all UNIFIL personnel for their exceptional service and hard work in ensuring that UNIFIL continues to carry out its operational activity 24/7 and deliver its mandate even under the most trying of circumstances. UNIFIL has maintained peace and stability in South Lebanon for 14 continuous years, and its role continues to be our strategic significance.
The theme for this year's day is Women in Peacekeeping, a Key to Peace. To help mark the 20th anniversary of the adoption of UN Security Council Resolution 1325 on Women, Peace and Security, General Del Col reassured as well UNIFIL commitment to the Security Council Resolution 1325 while awarding Major Chin from China the Military Gender Advocate of the Year award due to her role in the areas of demining and protection of civilians.
Women's participation in peace building and conflict resolution is an essential element for an inclusive and sustaining peace process. UNIFIL is committed to the Security Council Resolution 1325 and ensuring resolutions, as well as the Action for Peacekeeping Declaration of Shared Commitments, which call for an expansion of the role and contribution of women in its operations, including of UNIFIL peacekeepers. As such, I'm particularly pleased to recognize the achievement of Major Xing today in her role in the era of demining, a vital component of the operational effectiveness and protection of civilians.
Major Chin is part of the Chinese Engineering Battalion working in South Lebanon, clearing the large swathes of minefields in the south, to allow the rightful owners to return to their lands and till it. She elaborates her experience to us with these few words.
The certificate is not only a recognition to my personal efforts, but also the recognition to all peacekeepers, especially the female peacekeepers who conduct demining activities in South Lebanon, It will encourage us to dedicate ourselves to the mission and to benefit the local population at the meantime.
The contribution of women in peacekeeping has strengthened UNIFIL's role in preserving stability in South Lebanon. Our female peacekeepers carry out operational activities day and night, by land, air, and sea, alongside their male colleagues as part of the mission's effort to implement UN Security Council Resolution 1701 and maintain peace and stability in the area of operation.
As a female, we are smaller in number and tougher in competition. Only the most outstanding one can get selected. So I really think it is a privilege and I feel proud to be selected as a female peacekeeper.
You have been listening to UNIFIL Radio program, Salam Min Al-Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Haidar Fahs. Hope to have you with us again on the airwaves or on social media platforms. Stay tuned.